and to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves, to understand what they've wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up, stand up, stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Good morning. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. You can get involved by calling 888-77-Jesse. And my biblical question is a doozy. Do you believe that you, as an individual, can live a life without judging yourself or others again? Do you believe that you, as an individual, can live your life, can live a life without judging yourself and others again? An amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about anywhere in the world, because we are heard around the world, you can if you got to just run around, you can listen to the show. You can podcast, but you still can listen on your phone by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Friday again already. And Friday, even though I tried to put add to it, Fridays is and will always be Get It Off Your Chest Friday. It will be and will always be Express Yourself Friday.
Calm like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached, because everything you say about black people and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot. Is that it? What the? What happened to the rest of it?
Explain.
Yeah.
The rest of it is something special that Nick does on top of that.
Oh.
No, I got one, too, on the like you're describing with this new intro that we got, though, that Derek gave me, where I'm having trouble putting it in time for this hour.
Oh. Amazing.
In the olden days, that was the intro.
It was that short?
Uh-huh. And then he started adding to it. So you've been spoiled.
Spoiled, yeah. What the? Anyway, get it off your chest, right? The government is still close, a spiritual battle post. And I've come to realize that the Democrats don't want to reopen the government because they are now convinced that as long as they shut down, keep the government shut down, that it's going to create a lot of anxiety and confusion for the voters, the Democratic voters, and maybe even some Republican voters. And they believe that as long as you're stressed, anxiety, and angry at the Republican, because they keep blaming the Republican for it, and the Republicans are saying that they're trying desperately to reopen the government, but the Democrats won't do it. And they're blaming the Republicans so that they can keep you angry and frustrated. And then come election time, you're going to turn out to vote. And apparently the Democrat voters did it. This recent election they just had, the voters showed up because the Democratic representative, along with the media, has been blaming Donald Trump for everything. And so because the voters don't think for themselves at all, whatever the media says and their representatives say, they believe that. They're frustrated. And so they showed up. And the Democrats are desperately trying to regain, quote-unquote, power. It's a false power, but in their mind, they think it's their power. They want to get back in control. And so that's the primary reason they won't reopen the government at this point. At first, they were using the idea that the president won't reopen the government because they wanted the illegals to get free health care, and that's true. But when they realized, wow, this last election they just had, the Democratic voters showed up because they're frustrated with the Republican. They're now trying to keep it over longer so that they can get back in. And it's not that they love you or care about you at all. It's about power, perceived power, but power, wealth. And so it looked like the Democrat may keep the government open for another maybe a week or two, some say. And then at a time when apparently a lot of people travel around Thanksgiving time. And so we'll see. They want to keep it closed and so that they can keep you angry. They don't want it to reopen at this point. Amazing, huh? But this is not surprising to me at all, because this is hell on earth. Human nature is evil, and human beings get a thrill of getting a reaction from you, from other people. That's what happens in hell. So I wish you well, those who are trying to fly, trying to travel, but they don't want to reopen. They want to keep it closed. I think I said they want to keep it open. No, they want to keep it closed. And as of today, from last night, started last night today, they're going to be getting rid of a lot of more air traffic controllers. And so that means a lot of flights are being delayed or canceled. So check with your airline before going to the airports today and tomorrow, as long as the government is closed. And hopefully, when I say hopefully, some of you will understand that this is why they want you. They want you emotional, because emotions, people, are easily controlled. You cannot control a non-emotional person or people. You have to get them to react to either feel what they thought call is good or feel what they call is bad. But you need a reaction, and you control them. Isn't that amazing? So I suggest you drop the anger. Let it go. Drop means to let it go. So that you can see what's going on rather than react to what's going on. According to CNN, a lot of air traffic controllers are calling out sick in protest, according to CNN. And I'm not sure if I really care. It may be a good thing that these air traffic controllers are calling out sick, because most of them are DEI anyway, and they don't know what they're doing, really, because they got hired because of their color, female or their color. Amazing. So get ready. It's hell to pay on earth. It is a spiritual battle. It is not physical, but spiritual. Nearly 80% of air traffic controllers were absent, according to the New York Times. Amazing. A spiritual battle. And so I'm being told that 80% of air traffic controllers were absent in New York. Well, my daughter said, you don't have to work. My dummy said, you don't have to work anymore now. Everything is free. Everything is free. The tax bill is going to be taking care of you completely. Are you happy about that? Is you happy about that? Are you happy? Amazing. And because of human nature being evil, there's no good in human beings. It's going to get worse. But it can be better for you as an individual if you want to overcome being subject to the world, be in it, but not of it. And that means you got to overcome the world in your own mind first, and then the world outside of you, inside of others. And you will if you want to. We mentioned to you earlier this week, or maybe last week, but I think it was this week, that a 6-year-old boy was accused of shooting a teacher in Virginia. A teacher, a 6-year-old boy, apparently took a gun to school. And according to NBC News, a Virginia jury found that an assistant principal acted with gross negligence when a then 6-year-old student shot his first grade teacher. My first grade teacher was named Miss Dennard. Miss Dennard dead now. She dead. And I hear that, I don't know, I had moved away, but that her daughter killed her. What the? her own daughter killed her, according to what I was told. I don't know for sure. But anyway, he shot a first-grade teacher. How you shoot the first-grade teacher? Your first experience with a school teacher, and you shoot her? If it's true. And so a first-grade teacher, in a lawsuit, the jury awarded the teacher $10 million in damage. Watch this.
Tonight, a Virginia jury finding that an assistant principal failed to protect a first-grade teacher who was shot by a six-year-old in her class.
We, the jury, on the issues joined, find in favor of the plaintiff, Abigail Zwerner, and assess her damages at $10 million.
It's a case that shocked the nation. The civil trial revealing for the first time those searing images of Abby Zwerner being raced to a hospital with a bullet inches from her heart. A bullet that remains inside her today, too dangerous to remove. Zwerner, in a dramatic moment, taking the stand.
I thought I had died. I thought I was either on my way to heaven or in heaven.
A jury of three men and four women agreeing with the teacher's attorneys that Assistant Principal Ebony Parker ignored repeated warnings that the child, who had a history of disruptive behavior, had brought a gun to school.
Dr. Parker's job is safety. A gun changes everything. You stop and you investigate.
David, the legal fight over what took place that day is not over. The assistant principal also faces a criminal trial set to begin in just a few weeks.
Amazing. So, the teacher that was shot, allegedly shot by the student, was white, and the assistant teacher was black. And the white woman got $10 million. Finally, justice for the whites. I'm surprised that they gave the white teacher $10 million and a black person was involved in it too, meaning that she didn't do anything about it, according to her report. Finally, a justice for the whites. Isn't that amazing? And the lady kept the bullet in her body. And she thought she was dead or going to heaven or going to heaven. What the? So, like, when you're shot and you're dying, you think, oh, I'm going to heaven. Where am I? But finally, justice for the whites. I'm surprised that the white woman, according to this report, won a case that a black person, especially a black female, was involved in. Justice for the white in their own country. Amazing. And teachers, the white teachers seem kind of young. Amazing. Her mother, Deja Taylor, was sentenced to 2 years in, his mother. The little boy's, according to his report, the little boy's mother, Deja Taylor, was sentenced to 2 years of state prison for child neglect, according to ABC News. So they put the mama in jail for neglecting the child, according to this report. Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. The world gone crazy. Amazing, huh? $10 million, right on. So, apparently, the president, quote-unquote, of Mexico, a female woman who I think is a Jew. And I was surprised when they elected a female in Mexico, and then she's a Jew. I didn't even know Jews lived in Mexico. Jews just all over the place. But apparently, the president of Mexico was out on the street there. And according to the report, some guy went up and he saw sex appeal, I guess. And he touched it and smelt it and tried to kiss it. The president of Mexico. And she was like, what? I didn't know what was going on. Now do you see why you shouldn't have females being presidents and in leadership roles? The guy was like, si, señor, mamma mia, como chale vu. I want you to watch this. This guy goes over to her, what it seems, and looked like he just had to touch it. He was like, uh-uh. And he must have been high fitting or something. Because he really just seemed to mind that there were all kind of people right around her. NBC News, in Mexico, a man was groped, a man who groped President Sheinbaum and tried to kiss her is in police custody. And for whatever reason, the incident is resonating, reigniting a national global conversation about harassment. Watch this from NBC News.
A stunning video. The president of Mexico, Claudia Sheinbaum, kissed and seemingly groped near the presidential palace. A man approaches her from behind and appears to put his arm around her shoulders before leaning in. A quick walk, 5 minutes through Mexico City's historic district, upended yesterday.
Not even the president of Mexico, Claudia Sheinbaum, escapes from men being disrespectful.
Why do men do this? Like, why are men this way? You wouldn't do that to a man candidate.
Now reigniting a national and global conversation about harassment.
Si esto le hacen a la presidenta.
The president saying if they do this to the president, what will happen to all the young women in our country? At a press conference today, Sheinbaum saying she is pressing charges because she views this as something all women experience. The UN says sexual harassment and other forms of gender-based violence are widespread in public areas. President Sheinbaum says the man appeared intoxicated. Tonight, he's in police custody, suspected of harassing and inappropriately touching three women, including the president, on the same day.
Ladies, get away from this idea of sexual harassment. What the? The man was drunk. He was high or something. He didn't mean any harm. What the? And now they're having a national discussion about sexual harassment. Women, you say you want to be like men. You want to be treated the way men are treated. Why are you still complaining? Why? The best way to deal with this is stop trying to pretend you're equal to men. Stop trying to be in leadership role. Stay home and raise the man's children if you have children. Go to work if you're not married with children, but stop trying to pretend you're equal to men. And then complaining about sexual harassment. Either you want to be a victim or you want to be whatever. What no? The president doesn't look like a Jew to me. She looked like a Mexican. So I'm like, she doesn't look like a Jew. Don't be mad at that man. He was either high or drunk or something. He saw what in his mind was a beautiful woman. He had to touch her. What the? Is she Jewish? I mean, does she look like a Mexican?
How about now?
She still look like a Mexican.
That's a Mexican. Yeah, no, it's a total Mexican bridge nose.
The color. And the hair?
What's it called? What's the word? Aztec nose, maybe?
Aztec-ner?
Aztec, like the indigenous peoples of that area.
Why do they think she's Jewish?
I think that she says this. Her last name is Scheinbaum, and this is just not a secret.
It's Scheinbaum is not a Mexican name?
No, not traditionally.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, this is like openly said and known thing.
Does she look Mexican to you or Jewish?
She looks Mexican with a little bit different, like something else, just slightly. But you have to be culturally educated like me, / traumatized.
Maybe one of her parents are Jewish, and then the other one is Mexican.
Exactly, probably. But yeah, they call her the first Jewish person to hold office in Mexico.
If anything, she looked like she could be like part white and part Mexican. But I just don't see the Jewish in her. But anyway, don't be mad at the man. He was intoxicated, according to a report. And men, you don't want this so-called national conversation to start again, because that means they're taking your children and you going to jail and all kind of stuff. Because the hatred of men is through the roof. According to Wikipedia, she is the first woman and the first Jewish person to hold office, the office, according to Wikipedia. So what kind of punishment they going to give the man? Is he going to prison? For touching the woman? What the?
Put his head on a stake.
I know.
Like, put him in the gallows.
Well, how are they going to punish him?
Disappeared.
The one thing I want to tell you, and you can, don't believe me. Let it go in one ear and out the other and see for yourself. People, whether men or women, man or woman, who think that they are victims, they cry victimhood, and they believe that they are victims, are dangerous, evil people. There's no limit to what they would do to get what they want, really, because they have declared themselves in their own minds to be victims. And they would go for what they want, and it doesn't matter. Whomever get in the way, you're in the way. A victim or a victim mentality person is a very, very dangerous and evil person. Danger, I mean, they will hurt, walk all over, or do whatever they can to get what they want. It doesn't matter, family members or whatever. A victimized person is an evil, dangerous person or people. Amazing, huh? 888-77-5-3-7-7-3-888-77-JESSE. It's Open Line Friday. I got to take a break and back in a moment. You know, Christmas is coming up, Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's, all that coming up. I have some amazing books that would make for excellent gifts. I have the antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. Then Rage, From Rage to Responsibility. Check it out. Scam, How the Black Leadership Exploits Black Americans. And last but not least, a little small pocket guide, the 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Just a little thin piece of book, but it's so good. So check them out. You can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. And I can sign them if you order them that way. If you don't want me to sign them, no problem. You can order from Amazon.com, all right? The men's forum last night. It was the first Thursday of the month. And I have to tell you, it was amazing. As a result, as usual, I got to bed really late. I closed my eyes only for a moment. And the moment was gone. I'm like, what the? But it was all worth it, really. It was just absolutely worth it. There were people who came from out of town. That's amazing, guys. Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. It was mind-blowing. Busy day today. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning. The Hake Report.com. The guy with the good hair. And after the Hake Report, brand new episode of the FallenState.tv today at 11 a.m. Pacific time. I had a fun but interesting discussion with Father Stephen Gadberry, a Catholic priest, a U.S. Air Force veteran. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
What's important to you?
Being free from sin and vices and just doing stupid stuff. And I still do dumb stuff, brother, every single day. But I believe lies, you know, from the devil. Yeah. He's the deceiver.
So why don't you stop believing him then?
He's a sneaky dude.
Is the man over the woman or the woman over the man?
Maybe I need to read my Bible again on that part.
What's wrong with the blacks?
Not a damn thing. I got some cool black friends.
Amazing. It was a fun, but yet interesting discussion. Check it out at 11 a.m. today, Friday. And you can support the Fallen State, and I appreciate it, helping us to help us to get the work done by becoming a member right there on YouTube channel, the Fallen State, or jesseleepeterson.locals.com. All right. And then after that, oh Lord, not George, Lord, but the American anchor baby. The American anchor baby. Right after the Fallen State, around 12:15, 12:30, Pacific time. On fire. Energy just everywhere, given to him by God, the American anchor baby. And then Sunday morning fellowship for all are invited. Doors open at 10:30, meetings start at 11 a.m. Pacific time. Go to rebuildingdemand.com/church And if you're not in town or you just can't make it in person, you can watch it online, too. The fellowships are amazing where men and women come together and edify one another. Amazing. RebuildingTheMan.com/church, 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time. I want to go to Earl out of California. Earl, you are on the air.
Good, Jesse. What was your biblical question of the year again?
Are you on a speaker?
No.
Are you
it sounds like.
Are you outside or something?
No.
Do you believe that you, as an individual, can live a life without judging yourself or others again?
No, because I judge everybody on a subconscious level all the time.
On a subconscious level?
Yeah, like even without thinking it, like it's in my thoughts. Even if I don't say it, it's in my thoughts automatically.
So you don't believe that you can avoid judging someone or yourself ever again?
No, because, for example, when I see someone that has blue hair, I automatically think that they're liberal and that they believe in all those stupid rights.
Amazing. That's amazing, Earl. Well, I appreciate your response to the biblical question, and I'll put my little chooses in.
My second question is, who plays drums and bass in that beginning song of Before You Come On There?
Do you know Nick?
No, that's some like, that's like copyright free, not copyright free, but YouTube audio library music.
Oh, I thought the drummer was an anchor baby, and I thought that you're the one that played bass, because most blats play bass.
Oh, no. No, that was copyright music there. Thank you, Earl. I appreciate it. We don't know who we're doing that. Let me go quickly to Tyler, and I'll put my two cents in on Sunday, Earl. Thank you. Let me go to Tyler, first-time caller out of Arkansas. Tyler, you are on the air.
Hello, Jesse. Hey, how are you doing?
All is well, Tyler.
So I wanted to start. I heard you got a question right there, and my answer to that
the biblical
would be,
question?
Yes, sir.
Do you believe that you, as an individual, can live a life without judging yourself or others again?
I do believe that you can, because I feel like...
You believe that you can?
Yes. Yes, I do.
And why is that?
I feel like that's something you have to work towards, and I feel like that's a decision that you have to make in your head, because a thought will come to you, and you have to decide what you do with that thought. So if I decide not to judge someone, I feel like that's possible.
Amazing. Well, I appreciate that. I want to respond, but I got to hold it until Sunday, so thank you.
Okay. And I had a question for you. Do we have time for that?
Yes.
Okay. So I am a white man, and I'm white, and I have a two children with a black, and
she black.
I love her. You know, I love her a lot. We've been through a lot, and we're having a lot of problems right now. And to be honest, I want some white children, and that's not the reason why we're having trouble. It's just, should I work it out with her, or should I just move on with my life?
The one thing I know for sure, and without a doubt, you are not supposed to work it out. You're not supposed to work on a relationship, any relationship at all. You're not supposed to put one iota of a second into trying to make a relationship work. If it were given to you by the right spirit, it will work naturally on its own. and relationships are coming together based on ego now and not from the spirit of truth, and they don't work. So it's up to you, but you're never going to get it right if you have to work on it.
All right.
Why you mate baby with a black woman if you wanted white babies? Are you married to her?
I was brainwashed at the time. No, sir. No, I'm not.
What
type out of wedlock. Just like you, Jesse.
What type of situation are you having with her right now?
Well, I guess to make a long story short, just because we got, because of time, we got into a bit of an altercation and she got physical with me and, I kind of flipped out about it and I went to jail over it. I never touched her or anything, but I went to jail over it. We never really recovered from that because I kind of lost my trust in her.
Yeah.
And,
Why did you go to jail instead of her going to jail if she started it?
Because I was drunk.
Oh, even though they knew did the police know she did it? She started it?
Yeah, I was screaming and stuff, and she said that she was scared of me, so I went to jail, even though she threw a cup of Sprite in my face.
Why didn't you call the police to have her arrested?
Because I feel like that's like a line you don't cross.
What do you mean?
You don't get the government involved in your relationships. As soon as you get the government involved in your relationships, you can't ever get them out.
But she got them involved in it.
Yeah, and that's kind of why I've lost my trust in her. I don't ever want that to happen again. It makes me sad just thinking about it.
Well, one thing for sure, and you could bank on it, if she did it once, she will have you arrested again. I would recommend do what you want, that you move on, and that you start to work on yourself. Work on you, meaning to see what's right before anyone or anything. And see what's right so you can return to what is right. And let the truth add to you what you should have in life. But if you don't, you're going to end up in the same situation, if not with her, with someone else. You're just going to repeat it over and over again for the rest of your life.
How do I know that it won't repeat?
I'm sorry?
How do I know that it won't repeat?
When you stop looking for anyone or anything to make you feel good. Only look the truth. Love what's right with all your heart, soul, and might. And the truth, if it meant for you to be married or whatever, the truth will add it unto you, and it will be perfect. And it will not repeat itself if it's given to you by the truth, by what is right. Have you forgiven your mother?
I have forgiven my mother.
You told her?
I did tell her.
And what did you say to her?
I told her that I forgive her for giving me her anger, and I forgive her for not letting my dad around. I never really talked to my dad, so I haven't forgiven him. I know that's what you're going to ask me next, but yeah.
How old are you?
I'm 28.
So why haven't you gone to your father and forgiven him for not protecting you from her?
I don't know. I guess I'm probably ego.
How will you be forgiven by God if you don't go and forgive?
I can be.
So why are you putting it off?
I guess this is what I needed, Jesse. I guess I knew this was going to happen, so I guess I just needed this kick in the ass.
I would suggest, Tyler, that you're away from this woman now, right? You're done with her?
Yeah. She lives a little further away. She's got the kids, obviously. You know how that goes. Yeah. I don't got to explain that.
Right.
Yeah. So.
Well, just work on you now. And don't blame that woman for your issues, because you were already screwed up when she met you, and she was already screwed up when you met her. And two devils came together, and they fought. So work on you, man. Just are you doing the silent prayer every morning and night?
I'm not. I need to be. I do pray. I do pray, but I haven't been using the silent prayer.
How do you pray? When you pray, how do you pray?
I recite out of a Orthodox prayer book.
Oh, Lord. You praying to the devil.
Oh, my goodness. You don't like Orthodox, Jesse?
No, not that I don't like him. I don't even know what that is, to be honest.
It's just the original church, Jesse. It's just what the Jesus and Apostles established with Catholicism. We don't got time to get into it right now because of time. Because of time. But,
have you noticed that reciting a prayer from an Orthodox book is not working for you?
No. I think it does. I feel more at peace and I feel better and I feel more connected to God because they prescribe different things, not just prayers. But yeah, I do feel like they're working. Yes.
But God is not a feeling.
Mm-hmm. So you feel like I don't know who God is?
I know you don't know who He is. I don't feel like you don't know. I know you don't know. Because, number one, you haven't gone and forgiven your father. Number two, you're not staying present with God, with the truth. You're in your head. You're trying to find happiness in other places. And number three, you don't know what to pray for. You don't know what you want. You don't know what to pray for. You don't even know what you need. So I know for a fact you don't know God. But I also know that if you do want to know Him, you can, but you got to be still and know Him. You got to give up.
I agree.
So I recommend, do what you want, Tyler, that you start practicing being present. So instead of being lost in your head with evil, and stay present with the truth, eternal life, right here, right now, all the time. And then you will come to know God. Do your little Orthodox hooping holler thing. And when you're done hooping and hollering with the Orthodox prayer, be still and know God. Let go. And you shall know
Him. Yes, sir.
I wish you well, but start working on yourself.
I love you, Jesse. I'd love to come see you in church one day, man.
All right. Absolutely. But listen, start working on, forget about that woman, and just start working on you. So you're going to see how much the truth loves you. And it will work for you, through you. It will work for you. It really will take care of you. But you got to let it do it. You got to let it happen.
I understand, Jesse. I really do. Okay. I'm going to go back and watch this over and over again.
Right on. I wish you well. Let me know how it goes.
Thank you, Jesse. Love you. I'll call you back soon.
All right. Forgive your earthly father. He loved you. He doesn't know how to deal with your mama.
I'm going to go right now. I'm going to try to get a hold of him. I don't know how to get a hold of him, but I'm going to go do it right now.
Right on. I wish you well.
Thank you.
All right. 888-775-3773. Super chat.
Three coffees from Cheddar Bob. Hey, Jesse, I was having a conversation with a friend who identifies as a Seventh-day Adventist, and I realized that the people gravitate towards structure/controlling religious churches leads right back to the mama spirit. What the? Have you noticed that?
All religions are crazy, and all religious people are crazy. Insane crazy. All religions are crazy. God has nothing to do with religion. Christ has nothing to do with religion. They're not a part of it at all. It's just an idea. So, yes. What the? Thank you.
Thank you, Cheddar Bob. Sketchy, welcome JLP show member. Very nice.
Right on. Thank you, Sketchy.
As well as somebody who sent a gift membership, Nathan XTZ received one, as well as Kim, a new member as well.
Right
very
on.
Cool.
Thank you all very much. Thanks for your support.
Tom says, happy Friday, y'all. I was praying yesterday and literally saw for myself Satan trying to put fear on me.
Yep.
I caught him and watched him flee. Unreal. When you forgive, the spiritual becomes real. Crazy.
100%. 100%. Y'all don't know the freedom and forgiving until you do it. And forgiving is not going to say, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I was wrong. I am wrong for resenting you. I realize you can't help yourself. I am wrong. And when you forgive, the truth will forgive you and make you free. It really will. It really will. Something so simple, yet so misunderstood and so complicated for most people. What the? Amazing. Thank you.
Very nice. Jesus for church, as always. Thanks.
Thank you.
John, no message. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, John.
Jermaine. Good morning, Jesse, Hake, Nick, Derek, and the rest of the crew. Happy Get It Off Your Chest Friday. Biblical question response.
Do you believe that you, as an individual, can live a life without judging yourself or others again?
Yes, by being present, he says.
Amazing. Thank you. And I'll put my two cents in on Sunday if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. Amazing. Thank you.
Incidentally, Al Anthony says, be still and you cannot judge ever again. Regarding the biblical question.
Thank you, Anthony. Amazing.
Very nice.
Kohlberger Art was at the meeting last night. I love that name. Kohlberger Art. It just sounds like a Mr. Dillon. it just sounds like a real tough cowboy. And I can see Kohlberger Art riding up on a horse into town. He's the sheriff of the town. And kicking butt.
He looks like a sheriff, too. Not to dox his appearance.
Right.
But if you see a sheriff-looking guy, it's probably Kohlberger. Anthony.
Thank you.
Gave a sticker that says 100. 100. 100.
Right on. Nice. Thank you.
Thank you, Anthony.
Amazing. Thank you, Anthony.
Ronnie says, he asks.
Ask.
How do I get closer to God?
By letting go. Christ said, bring all of your emotions, your thoughts, your worries, your desires, your weakness, your so-called strength. Bring it all unto me, and I'll take care of it. But you first got to see you're wrong for judging, for being angry, for being resentful. And then forgive, and you shall enter into the kingdom of perfect peace. Amazing. Thank you.
And Mike Young, hey, Jesse, have you ever done arm wrestling?
Yeah, but when I was a kid. Thank you.
The same. Well, he didn't ask me. Why are you ignoring me, Mike? Anyway, shout out to the supporters, Pastor Chatelet Quartus, Jules Verne, Age of Inversion, and the rest of the Rumble crew. Very nice, as
shout
always.
Shout out. Thank y'all. And thank you, Mike.
Curly, it looks like. Oh, no, never mind. Curly, I'd already read that one. No More Thoughts says, Satan. Oh, no, we got to read the rest later, guys.
I got to take a quick break. When I come back, straight to your calls, and we'll finish the Super Chat, but straight to your call. Hate news, not the fake news. I'll be back in a moment. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer.
I know some people have called in and they wonder if the silent prayer is working. And I just want to take a second and to tell them that it works. You just have to stick with it.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I started doing before I even forgave my parents. And I was so depressed and suicidal at some times that I just would have to stop in the middle of my job or whatever I was doing and go into the silent prayer. And it really does help. Like, I don't have those anymore.
Amazing. You haven't seen anything yet. Doubt every thought. Bring every thought into captivity. Just let them all pass. Don't judge them. You haven't seen anything. It gets better and better and better and easier, easier, easier. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church.
A whole lot of mess going on in this old here world. Am I right? China's working on stuff. They're copying our technology. They're even doing an upgraded fancy-dancy aircraft carrier. And the flight cancellations all over the place. Thanks, Obama. Right? Basically. And obesity drugs. They're coming down. So now there's, I don't know. I don't know. Do what you like. Do what you want. See what's right for you. Anyway, and there's boat strikes ongoing. And they're claiming, AP and other people saying, oh, actually, they're not narco-terrorists. They're just drug runners. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Express Yourself Friday, also known as Get It Off Your Chest Friday, November 7th, AD 2025. Shout out to the men who joined us for the men's forum last night. Men's forum, first Thursday of the month, 7 p.m. at Bond in Los Angeles. Women's forums, third Thursday of the month, 7 p.m. at Bond in Los Angeles. Unless, for some reason, maybe like once or twice, maybe three times or so a year, max, generally speaking, they are canceled. So make sure you do check the website, rebuildingtheman.com/events. And you can also call the Bond office, you know, for your planning purposes or whatever. 1-800-411-BOND, 1-800-411-2663. Nice. Church with Jesse Lee Peterson for everybody on Sunday, right here at Bond in Los Angeles. Bond YouTube channel as well. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN Reports. JLP will be right back to your calls. The lines are full, but you can call in every so often just in case a line opens up. And we'll get to more of your super chats and great stories as well. But Commie Nonsense Network says China launched a new aircraft carrier, one of its most advanced to date. I wonder if it's original technology or if it's copied off of the Americans and the Israelis. I heard that they, anyway, it marks a significant step forward for Beijing as they seek to catch up with U.S. on naval supremacy. Naval supremacy. Interesting. Flight cancellations. Americans are bracing for chaos at major airports today. U.S. airports, that is. More flights set to be canceled in coming hours due to the supposedly the government shutdown or overreaction to it. Trump administration's directed airlines to reduce flights by 4% amid a nationwide shortage of air traffic controllers. Sean Duffy's the transportation secretary. He's also in charge of NASA, which means truth, not lies. Said the flight cuts are necessary, warning the stress on the national airspace system. It's reached a point it's no longer safe to operate at full capacity. Beginning today, American Airlines, United Airlines, they said they will each cancel more than 200 flights a day. Wow. Delta plans to cancel 170, Southwest 120, roughly, right? The reductions will impact 40 of the country's busiest airports, including LAX, okay? So some of you guys flew out for the men's forum, for church and stuff like that. Have fun. Maybe get there early. Don't know. Although, of course, if you get there early and it's canceled, what good does that do? Have fun at the airport. Be careful. Including Atlanta, New York, Los Angeles, 40 of the country's busiest airports. The cuts could increase by 10% to 10% by next Friday if the government remains shut down. And certain obesity drugs will cost as little as $149 a month. $149. Buckaroos. And Medicare will start covering them under two deals announced Thursday by the Trump administration. Arrangements with drug makers Eli Lilly and Novo Nordisk are the latest in their efforts, Trump's efforts, the administration's, to lower the prices of popular prescription drugs, including Ozempic and Wegovy. The companies will also offer primary care medicines directly to consumers at discounted prices as part of the deal. They're getting breaks in exchange, the drug makers, on tariffs imported pharmaceutical products and a dramatically expedited regulatory review for certain medicines. Isn't that nice? Maybe. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP. Hour 2. We'll be right back.
to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773-888. 77 Jesse, and my biblical question, do you believe that you as an individual can live a life without judging yourself or others again? Can you live that way? Amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond, JLP Cash App. Bond, JLP Cash App. We have everywhere. Oh, I said that. It's Friday. It's the second hour of Friday already. It is. It's Get It Off Your Chest Friday. It is Express Yourself Friday.
Tom like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached, because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
New York will remain a city of immigrants, a city built by immigrants, powered by immigrants.
Now, what about us?
What about us?
God, there is just something so electric, so satisfying about knowing that my MAGA parents, wherever they are probably having a horrible night tonight.
It's just evil. Just plain evil.
Oh, I literally just got goosebumps thinking about
when the day starts with Dick Cheney being dead and ends with Mom Donnie winning. Oh, yes. Oh.
We're done hiding. We're done. This is the correct religion. La ilaha illallah.
Well, Howard, what next, I wonder?
Oh, you don't want to know. You don't want to know. America has sold its soul, given up its soul to Allahu Abba. You will regret it. Christians and Jews are infidels, according to Allahu Abba people. And you have turned over Judeo-Christian country to your enemy. And you allowed the women to vote, and this is what you got now. It's only going to get worse. Satan knows how to bring in the right people, which are wrong people, to bring usher in evil. And ladies, you're being used for evil. A spiritual battle. Sarah, smile. Sarah, won't you smile a while with me? Sarah.
Out of, a first-time
caller out of Florida. Sarah, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse, good morning.
Good morning, Sarah.
I am so happy to hear from you. I'm a fan.
Oh, I appreciate that. Thank you.
I don't really have anything necessary, like a question-wise. Right. Well, kind of is a question and a comment. I'm 30, and, you know, some of the stuff that I've watched from you, it was a little offensive, but when you step outside of the offense, it kind of did make me, you know, look at myself as a woman and some of the decisions that I have personally made myself, you know.
Yes.
I wouldn't necessarily say like a single mom because I do have a great, great people around me. My mother, my son's father, his parents are very active. They help me out a lot, not financially, but, you know, they babysit, so on and so forth. And that just kind of, some of the stuff that when you say, oh, you know, mothers, and I have made some poor choices as a mother, and it kind of just made me step back and think, what have I done that my son will hate me for in the future? So I would like to thank you for that. When you say it made me look at myself as a mom and made me make better decisions. You know, when you're a single mom and the dad is out there dating and he's doing your thing, as a woman, you kind of want to show him like, oh, I can get a man. I can do this. I can, you know, and it's not the same. So I had to look at myself as a woman and be like, you know, sleeping around, trying to, you know, prove a point. It doesn't do anything. If anything, it's just going to make me look bad. And I just wanted to ask, like, what do you think as a mother, what are some things that I can do for my son just to kind of, you know, uplift him? And I don't want him to, oh, yeah, you know, well, I wasn't raised by my dad. My daddy wasn't around. I don't want him to have, like, that victim mindset, you know?
Yeah.
What can I do as a mother? Because his dad is around. His dad does call, but his dad doesn't live in the same state. His dad doesn't discipline. His dad doesn't. He's just a fun dad. And I've kind of just let him be that. But it's kind of to the point where it's cutting into my parenting. You know what I mean? And what can I do as a mother? Like, what some advice could you give me just to kind of, like, uplift him or just to make sure that I'm raising a strong man?
How old is he?
He's 5.
Oh, okay. When you said in your open statement, you said that you are a single mother, but not really a single mother. Are you a single mother or you're not?
I'm single as in, like, I'm not with anyone.
Are you married your son's father?
No.
So then you are single mother then, right?
Okay.
No, are you?
Yes, I am.
You're not sure?
No, I am a single mother.
So
but
then why did you say, not really?
Because, okay, in society, when I say I'm a single mother, it's people kind of have like this image of someone that's struggling and they don't have any help. So I kind of don't, I guess you could say I don't like to categorize myself as that, you know.
Why do you think about what society think? Why are your mind on that? Is your mind on that at all? Why are you
concerned about? It's not necessarily what society thinks,
You said that when you say that society think this and that, but
I don't want to categorize myself in a way. So, yeah, I mean, of course, like, people do care. I do care if people look at me as a struggling single mom, because I'm not that.
Why?
Because I'm not that. I have a village.
Why do you think about how they look at you? What good is that doing you to think about how others see you?
You're right.
No, there was a question.
What
good is that doing you to give one iota of a thought about how other people see you? What good is that doing you?
It doesn't do me any good.
So why do you think about it then?
It's just a thought.
But
you know, I'm human. We have thoughts.
But why do
It's just an insecurity, I guess.
I'm sorry?
It's an insecurity.
Right. Absolutely. And then my other question, then I respond to your other question. When you say as a woman, what does that mean, as a woman?
What do you mean?
Like, as a woman, I don't want this to happen, and I'm this and I'm that. As a woman. When I hear, I don't know what women mean when they say as a woman, this or that. Why do you have to say that? What does that mean?
I don't really mean it in a way, in a different type of way, you know.
But why do you have to say as a woman?
I don't know.
What the? So here's what I recommend to if you want your son to grow up as an individual and allow himself to be developed into a manhood from a male to manhood, you got to drop your anger for your mother. You got to forgive your mother for what she's done to you. And then because your mother couldn't help herself, her mother did it to her, and her mother did it to her, and her mother did it to her. You got to admit that you do resent her, angry at your mother, and you become like what you resent. And go and, mother, I'm sorry for resenting you for recreating me in your image. And God will, don't ask your mother for forgiveness. You forgive her by admitting you're wrong for judging her. She couldn't help herself. And God will forgive you. And then forgive your father for not protecting you from your mother. And then the spirit of evil will be taken away from your heart. And you will replace with the love of God in your heart. And you will love your son in the way that God loved you. And he will grow up and have an amazing life.
Okay.
But if you don't do that, he's going to grow up angry. He's going to grow up and he's going to have the nature of his mother. Anger, jealousy, strife, insecurity, and overreaction to the situations. He's going to grow up like you and repeat what you have done.
I get it.
Why haven't you gone and forgiven your mother?
I actually have. This is something that I'm definitely working on within myself. And I've seen just like the personal growth within myself in certain situations, how I deal with my kid's father.
You've gone and forgiven your mother?
Yes, I have.
What did you say to her?
I had a conversation with her, and I just said, you know, Mom, you know, now that I'm a mother, I understand, you know, you may not have made the best decisions. You've done a lot of things based off of emotion and not what was necessarily right for me. I understand how that can happen, you know, when you have a kid with a man, you love him, and the anger, the rage.
You need to go and forgive your mother. You have not forgiven your mother. You tiptoe. You need to, mother, I'm sorry
no,
for...
No, I told her, Mom, I forgive you. You didn't always make the best decisions. I forgive you, you know. I forgave her. I genuinely, in my heart, because I've went through
and you told her, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I already told her because of what I personally went through with my kid's father. I could definitely understand how.
What did she say when you forgave her?
She just said that she's glad that I can see things from her point of view. And, you know, I talked to her about some other things too. And she's like, my mom told me, if she would have known this is how things would have turned out, she would have made better decisions.
I know all people would if they knew, but they can't see. That's why all people repeat the same thing all the time. When you ask your father, why didn't he protect you from your mother? What did he say?
I've never necessarily asked it like that.
Why not?
But I did ask, because that's your word choice, not mine. But I did ask him, why did he just let my mother take me? Like, why didn't you come for me? Like, why didn't you fight for me? And basically his words are, you know, kids need to be with their mom.
No, they don't.
That was just his response. And,
did you forgive him?
Of course.
Okay.
I had to.
All right.
I had to, because I was seeing myself. I watched your videos, Jesse. Trust me. And as much as it's easy to get offended by your word choices, sometimes people have to sit back and just, you know, look at it through a different lens. It is easier to get offended than to actually sit back and look in yourself and look at the decisions that you've made. Okay, why did I do this? It's not easy. It's not an easy thing. So
your mother told you, I'm happy that you see it my way, right?
No, she's happy.
Oh, I thought that was what you said.
No, she's happy that she sees that I see the errors in her ways, or I see the things that went wrong or right. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like,
all right.
Yeah.
So she doesn't
happy.
Control you anymore?
No.
Okay.
No. And that's why, like,
what
you know,
do I say spot, that is offensive to you?
Not necessarily offensive to me. It is offensive when you say, like, oh, like you just said it, a kid doesn't belong with their mother. Like, I don't know if you're being, I don't know, like sometimes, Jesse, I don't know if you're being intentionally like that or if you're joking, but, you know, it can be a little cruel for someone who is a mother who is trying her best, you know, who is looking within herself, and to hear someone say, yeah, no, your mother, or just to kind of put the blame all on the mother.
But if you're working on yourself and you really see the hell in you, when you hear that, it's not going to offend you because you know it's true.
Exactly. And that's why I said previously, that's why I stopped getting offended and I looked within myself,
right,
like,
okay,
why did that offend me? Like, why am I getting so offended? Why would that offend me if I really, you know what I mean? It's
been a journey.
It's been a journey. It's not easy. It is hard, you know? As
what's
woman,
hard?
You know.
See, you said like, as a woman. What do you mean as a woman?
As a woman making a poor decision.
What does that mean as a woman?
I'm a woman. So I'm just saying, it's hard to look at yourself as a woman and knowing that you've made a bad decision by laying with a man that isn't a good man, that you knew wasn't a good man, and you had a baby with him, and now you have to suffer the consequences. And then not only do you have to suffer those consequences, but you're in charge of a whole other human being. So it can be a little insensitive to someone when they're like, okay, you know, I did make a poor decision. I did do this, but now I want to be a better person. I want to do things a little differently.
Well, I promise you, Sarah, if you do the silent prayer, now that you've gone forgiving your parents, you do the silent prayer and practice staying present rather than being in your head thinking about the past or the future, what has happened or what's going to happen. I promise you, if you just stay present with the truth, with the spirit of truth, your life will become easy, your burdens will be light, and you will see how to raise your son perfectly. I promise you that.
You're right. And I do struggle with that a lot, kind of just being in my head.
Yeah.
Just like also with like now I want to go back to school and it's like I'm questioning everything. And it's like I'm kind of having like a hard time knowing when God is speaking to me or not because I'm doubting myself so much. And I know what I want to do. I just don't know if it's what I just second guess myself so much to the point that even when God is speaking to me, I second guess it. And that is just like one thing that I'm struggling with because like I want to go to law school. Like I want to go back to school, you know?
Why? And why don't you just get a job? You got a son now and you're not married. Why don't you get a job and earn a living?
I do have a job.
So why you want to go back to school then?
I've always just wanted to go to law school because I've always wanted to, like, you know, help people. You can't really help anyone.
You can't even help yourself.
What do you mean?
You can't help anyone. You and I and no one can help themselves. We need the spirit of the truth to work through us, for us, and it will do the work. He will lead your life. He will add unto you. He will make your life work for you. There's nothing you can do. And if you try to help people just all on an ego trip, that's going to end up hurting you because you can't help anyone.
So you don't believe that people have like a, not necessarily like a calling, that's kind of a corny way to put it, but you don't believe that people should want a job or a career that's meaningful to them, that actually, you understand? Like
I do, I understand what you're saying. You should want a job, not a career. A job is a career. You should want a job so you can feed yourself, keep a roof over your head, and pay your bills. That's all it's for. And when you have a job, you will have a career. A job is a career.
Okay. So you don't think about, so you don't believe that we should aspire to get into these things to help people?
No.
Is that what I'm?
Not at all. You can't help your own family member. You can't help. You can't even help yourself. The spirit of truth will help you. He will do it for you. But you should get a job, go to work, and practice staying present. And God gave you the ability to take care of yourself by getting a job. And God doesn't care how big your house is, how much money you have, or who you think you are. You will be fine. That's a worldly way of living. That's from hell and not from heaven. Just live your life and be happy.
Okay, so when you say live my life and be happy, so me aspiring to do more or being more, you don't think that's a godly thing? You think that's just a self thing?
100% self. It has nothing to do with God at all.
So what about people who have like nonprofits? What about people who have organizations? Like, what about those people? Is that for self or?
For self, has nothing to do with God. And especially if they're trying to help somebody. It has nothing to do with God at all.
So, Jesse, like, you really don't believe that we should be helping one another?
No. When you help someone, when you help somebody, you only hurt them. You don't help them. And then you hurt yourself because now you get an ego trip that you're helping somebody. You can't help no one. Only a foolish person think they can help someone. What a lost person think that.
So, Jesse, so, like, you have a personal, somebody needs help from you, Jesse, you won't help them?
I can't help them. How can I help them when I can't help them?
What if somebody needs, like, a ride? Like, what if you see someone walking on the side of the road with, like, and they need, and they've dropped dead? Like, you wouldn't help them?
How can I help a person that dropped dead?
You would just drive off, like.
You want me to raise them from the dead? What the?
Not, but you know what I mean. Like, someone, like, you're walking down the street, and someone just drops on the floor. You're just going to keep walking. You won't stop and call 911 or try to do CPR.
I'll be like, what the?
No, Jesse, I really don't believe you. I'm being serious here. Like,
let me just say, hold on a minute. I never say what I will or will not do because I don't know. I will have to be in the situation to see what
obviously.
I do. So I can't do an if.
Let me rephrase the question. So you don't believe in, like, charity work. You don't believe in stuff like that. People that travel the world and, you know, go to these different countries that do whatever they do. What is it? Humanitarianism, whatever that crap is. Like, you don't believe in that?
No. Those people are on an ego trip. It's not about traveling the world to help somebody. They're helping themselves because they get a false feeling of feeling good or feeling important or feeling special. It's all about self. Look what the so-called people helping people have done to the folks in this country. They have helped the homeless, right? The homeless are worse off today than ever any other time in the history of America. They haven't gotten better, but the people who are helping them feel good. It's a thrill for them. It's never about the other person.
Okay, I'm not going to lie, Jesse, that is a very interesting perspective, because I've always, you know, because I'm a very selfless person. I can be selfish. I'm not a perfect person. I'm actually hell on wheels. I can be a very evil, very spiteful person. I'm not perfect, but when I talk about going to law school, it's not for me necessarily. I want to go into, when I see myself being a lawyer, it really is to actually, you know, advocate or, you know, be, you know, help someone being in a criminal justice system.
You can't help anyone. You can't even help yourself. You got to overcome evil, and the truth will help you to overcome evil and lead your life. I got to run, but here's what I recommend. Do
but
as you want.
But real quick, I just have one more question, Jesse. So you don't think I should go to school? Like, you don't think education is important?
No. You need to get a job. You need to practice being present with the truth, and the truth will work through you. Save all that money, giving it to the school, and coming out with a piece of paper feeling like you're important.
Okay, Jesse, I got you.
That makes sense?
Yeah, it does. It does.
So you got a son right now. You need to go to work and take care of him physically, and then you need to overcome evil so the spirit of good can operate through you so that you won't screw up your son.
Okay. Okay, Jesse, I'm going to definitely pray on it, and I get what you're saying. I get it.
What am I saying?
That I need to focus on, I need to focus on God more.
Yes.
And I need to focus on God more instead of the world. And sometimes I feel like we think we know what we're doing. Sometimes we think that what we're doing is for God.
And it's not.
And it's not. And I think that is something that I'm battling with.
Yeah. So that's why I'm telling you, doubt every thought. All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. Stay present. And the truth love you. It will take over. But you got to welcome it into you. It will take over and guide your life. It'll be amazing.
Well, thank you so much, Jesse.
Let me know how it goes.
All right.
Take care, Sarah. 888-77-JESSE, a quick break. Back in a moment. I notice after a while that when these guys overcome their anger, they have amazing ideas about starting a business. But because they've been told that you don't get a loan from the bank, or if you don't have a five-year plan, or if you don't do this, and it's just simply not true. It's the first step. With faith, then all things are possible. So, but the most important thing is to return to the Father. That yearning that you have, that emptiness, that void, is not for more stuff. It's not for more friends. It is a return to the Father. Because there's no way you can return to God and be angry at your earthly father. So thank you all so much, right? People around the world donated to Bond at rebuildingtheman.com, or they call 800-411-2663. And we're still committed to pointing the right way for men and women to return to the Father. Right along, couple of things. Like these videos. Hit like. Even if I forget to tell you to say it, hit like. Anyway, hit like. I appreciate it. And make sure you donate to Bond, my nonprofit. We've been around 35 years now. And I really appreciate you helping us to help others. Thank you. Go to rebuildingtheman.com/donate. Rebuildingtheman.com/donate or call 800-411-BOND. And you can make a donation that way as well. And you can, it's a tax deductible donation, so you can write it off. Isn't that amazing? And don't forget, help us to help others. You're getting help. Give back so we can help others. All right? I do appreciate it. And you can mail it if you like. From the old school, and you don't trust it, online thing, you can mail it, make your check and money order out to Bond, B-O-N-D, and send it to P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035. Or you can go to rebuildingtheman.com/donate, and then hit the scan QR code. I had to get used to saying that. Scan QR code and to support Bond. What the? And I do appreciate it. And support us on social media. We're on Rumble. Jesse Lee Peters on Instagram. JLP Talk on X. Rumble.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. And Cozy.tv, where Christ is King. And hit like, follow, comment, subscribe. All right? Amazing. And check out fellowship. We have the best fellowship on this side of heaven at rebuildingtheman.com/church. I want to just remind you, as Christ did, pray for your enemy. Don't hate your enemy. Pray for your enemy. Pray for one another. Pray for your neighbor. You will not regret it. And if they hate you, that's fine. Let them, that's on them. They have a right to live in their misery. God's not going to interfere. You shouldn't either. But pray for them. And I realized the reason Christ said to pray for your enemy, pray for one another, is because just as you cannot help yourself but be evil, they cannot help themselves either. And it's not them, just as it's not you, but something made a home in you. And it prevents you from being right and doing right, and it causes you to do the things you don't want to do. You are not in control. It's doing it through you. But you think it's you because you identify with it. It's not you, and it's not your enemy. Whatever they, if they hate you, they can't help it. It's not them. Pray for them, and it will I can't find the words to tell you how the truth will help you when you pray for others, even the ones that hate you. Pray for them. Don't be mad at them. They cannot help it just as you can help it. There's not one person on earth that are not living in hell. And if you want to be free, you got to go through hell. You got to go through it. And on the other side of hell, right here on earth, inside of you, is paradise. And it doesn't matter the color. It doesn't matter how much money you have or don't have. It doesn't matter where you live. It doesn't matter how old you are. One thing about the truth, it doesn't care about age. It has no, there is no time attached to the truth. A time is attached to the lie, but not the truth. And anyone that has resentment, anyone that has anger, live in time, and you're suffering. You have no peace. And it doesn't matter if you're a football player, basketball player, whatever, a preacher or entertainer or the president of the United States. It doesn't matter how famous you are. If you have anger, you are in hell and you're miserable. When the lights are out, goes out, you cry. When the fans have gone home from all the applause and the hooping and hollering and shouting out your name, saying how great you are, when that died down, you cry. When you count up all the money you have for being a football player or a basketball player, and you realize, I got so much money I don't want to do with myself, then you cry. You cry. You cannot be alone because you're in hell. Anyone that has one little bit, a little iota of anger is living in hell. And they cry at night. They cry when they're alone. They look for somebody to be around or something to make them feel good, if it's drugs or whatever. People is reporting. A Dallas Cowboy defense in Marshawn Nealand died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Watch this from Ford News Now.
3 days after scoring a touchdown on Monday Night Football by recovering a blocked punt in the end zone,
Nealand, the touchdown!
Dallas Cowboys defensive end Marshawn Nealand is dead of an apparent self-inflicted gunshot, according to police in Frisco, Texas. Police say they were trying to locate a vehicle that had evaded state troopers during a pursuit on Wednesday night. During the search, police say they received information that Nealand had, quote, expressed suicidal ideations.
We're talking to the girlfriend. She's trying to call his agent, but we're trying to get him to call her to call him first. But she's saying he is armed and has a history of mental illness. And her quote was, he will end it all.
Troopers found Nealand's vehicle crashed and abandoned. These marks still left in the grass. Nealand, they say, had run away from the crash site, and officers used dogs and drones to search for him. 3 hours later, Nealand was found dead from what police say was suicide. Nealand was a Cowboys second-round pick from Western Michigan in 2024. He played in 7 games this season and had 15 tackles.
Amazing. Every human being, everyone, with anger, resentment, have the same mental illness. All angry people are crazy. All angry people are crazy and cannot be trusted because you're evil. You must be born again of the spirit of truth. And that's not going to happen until you can admit you're evil. I'm wrong. I am angry. I'm resentful. I'm evil. I'm wrong. All human beings have the same spirit in their mind and emotions. This man, fame and fortune, it seems. Look at what happened. He was ruled by darkness of the mind. That's why you can't be alone. You can't even sit alone. You can't be alone for a minute without the evil waking up and making you feel lonely, making you feel desperate, making you feel like with all the money in the world and fame, you have nothing, like something is still missing. And what's missing is the light of truth. Christ said, and I repeat, all, he didn't say some of them, some people, all who are born of mama must be born of the spirit of the Father, must return to the Father, male and female. You can read the Bible till the cows come home. You can read the Quran, Allah u Abah, until you're black and blue in the face. You're still evil. It ain't going to do it. Knowing about God, ideas about God, is just knowing and ideas, and it prevents you from knowing God, being one with Him. The intellect is in your way. And you trust it like nothing going north. And it keeps you in misery. You got to drop it. You got to let it go. If you want to be free, if not, stay in it. Live your miserable life and thinking that, oh, I'm going to go out and help the world and I'll feel better. No, you won't. You'll get a temporary thrill, and then at night, you will cry. Let me go to Massachusetts and talk to a first-time caller, Harrietta, right? Harrietta? Harrietta, you are on the air.
Yes.
You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse. I just wanted to call in and to say thank you so much for what you are doing. You've helped my son a lot to deal with a lot of issues that he was going through.
Uh-huh.
And I just you know, he showed me your ministry on YouTube, and I just want to call in and say thank you for what you're doing, and God bless you.
You're welcome. Are you working on yourself as well?
Working on myself? Yeah, I'm working on myself, yes.
You're overcoming evil?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Right on.
Yeah, overcoming evil, such as the prayer that you said to do.
Yes.
I do that with, I don't do it with my son.
How old
I do
is
it
he?
By myself. My son is like 30.
Oh, okay.
28, actually. I'm sorry. He's 28.
Okay. Well, you should work on yourself, too. It would be amazing. Have you forgiven your mother?
No.
And why
no,
not? How would God forgive you if you don't go and forgive her?
Well, my mother and I have a very strange relationship.
Of course.
It'd be very difficult to, do that with her. But I do love her. I take care of her and things like that. And, she's older now, and I have to take care of her. So,
oh, man, that's horrible. You're taking care of the person that you hate, and you're doing it out of false obligation, and you're not happy doing it. You don't want to do that with her, but you feel obligated. That's not love.
Well, yeah.
If you love her,
I do care.
If you love her, you will forgive her for what she's done to you. Your mother's evil.
She's done a lot.
Yeah.
She's done a lot. I do forgive her. If I didn't forgive her, I wouldn't take care of her.
You didn't tell her you forgive her. Why have you told her if you forgive her?
I wouldn't even know where to begin with that.
Mother, I am wrong for, I'm sorry for resenting you for what you've done to me. I realize now you couldn't help yourself. I'm wrong for resenting you, and God will forgive you. And if she admits you're wrong, fine. If she does, that's on her. Leave her in her misery, forgive her, then put her in an old folk home and go live your life.
There. Yeah, let her live the rest of her life.
And an old folks home. They'll take, that's what they're there for. And then the Social Security and Medicare pay for it.
They'll drive those poor people crazy.
It's better than they get paid to be driven crazy. You're doing it free.
Right.
If you love her, and you would go and forgive her. God can't forgive you. Just as your son, he had to forgive you for what you've done to him, and you only did to him what your mother done to you. You became like what you hate.
How would you go to someone and ask for forgiveness it's like, you know, she's done so much. I can't even begin to tell you. What she's
done. Like, can you give me an example?
Okay, I could give you this quick example. When I was a little girl, I was molested by my stepfather, and she didn't believe it. So I had to practically, forget about it, sweep it underneath the rug, because she didn't want to talk about anything like that. Like it didn't happen.
Go and forgive your mother so you can be free of all that. Why are you afraid to forgive her? Never ask for forgiveness, because only God forgive. We admit we are wrong for evil, being evil like that and doing things to yourself and others. And when you realize, when you admit you're wrong for resenting her, God will forgive you. As you are forgiving her by admitting you're wrong for judging her. But you got to go and forgive your mother so you can be free. You better do it before she dies.
Right.
You know,
Jesse, I didn't even realize that I had so much animosity and anger towards my mother until I started watching your YouTube and your show. And I'm like, you know what? She is so right. I show love and love, but I do have a lot of pent-up anger and resentment, you know?
And you're not showing her love. You're showing her hate, and you call it love. You don't love her at all. That emotion you feel is hatred, and it got you taking care of the devil out of guilt. And she set you up for that. So that when she get old, she'll be a burden.
Right.
To you.
That is the way it seems. Yes. Like, I was the one that she always, you know, tried to make me do all the work, set me up, do this, do that. Like, she prepared me for this. Right. That's what it, yes.
She's using you for her own personal gain. She doesn't love you. She's using you for her own personal gain. I recommend you forgive her and put her in an old folk home and forget about it. And go live your life.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. God bless you so much. You're good. No, you said no man is good, so you are full of the spirit. That's what it is.
Your mother, you don't owe your mother anything. She had you. She was supposed to take care of you. She wasn't doing you a favor. So don't feel like you owe her anything either.
Right. That's exactly how it is. I feel like I owe it.
Right, but you don't.
To her.
Yeah. You weren't up there in heaven, in the baby land world, part of heaven, and then this lady and your father decided to make a baby, and you said, okay, if y'all bring me down, I'm going to take care of you. You didn't make no agreement to that. So you don't owe them anything except not to resent them.
That's
accept, not to resent them.
And that's what it means to honor their parents, meaning they done the best they could do. Don't resent them. They were blind and could not see.
And, you know, that's what I hold on to, honor your parents. Yes.
It doesn't
that's
mean take
I'm
care
like.
Of them. It just means don't resent them. And when you don't resent them, you have the right kind of love for them. You can take it or leave it. If you want to help, you'll help out freely. If not, you'll be free. You'll be fine. Just don't resent them. But your mother makes you think, honor me. And the preacher told you, honor me. You got to take care of them. No, you don't.
Wow.
It's not your fault they didn't prepare life to take care of themselves when they get old. What the?
I know it. I know. Exactly. Exactly.
So, do
wow, Jesse, it's freeing. Thank you so much.
Are you going to face her and forgive her?
Yeah. Yes.
Why are you so afraid to forgive her? Even thinking
I,
about
I have
it,
no idea. I don't know. I really don't know, but it's there.
Well,
I don't know.
Because you resent, anyone that has anger has fear. When you forgive, the fear would disappear, too. You hate the person that you say you love.
I never realized that. Wow.
When you forgive her, fear would disappear. It's an illusion anyway, but it will disappear when you forgive.
Well, yeah, this is freeing. I need to really do this.
And don't worry about how she's going to react. Don't let the devil tell you, oh, you're going to hurt her feelings. She's old now. She's going to get mad and go off. She just that she might do all that, but that's in her and on her. It has nothing to do with you. Let her act out, and you look at her like she's crazy. And, Mom, I just wanted to tell you, I'm sorry for resenting you. I realize you can't help it. And don't ask her forgiveness. God will forgive you when you forgive her.
How exactly would you word that, Jesse? If you,
Mama, I've been resenting you all my life, and I've just been angry at you because of the way you raised me, what you've done to me. You said your uncle, your stepfather, unless you didn't even pay attention to that. I'm sorry for resenting you. I realize you couldn't help yourself because I can't help myself. I'm angry. I can't help myself. I can't change myself, Mama. I'm sorry for resenting you. And God will forgive you when you forgive her. I promise you, it'll make you free.
Wow. Okay.
Let me
I'm
going
to do it.
Let me know how it goes.
I will.
And you're
gonna
be
you so much.
You're gonna be shaking in your boot, but shaking your boot.
I sure am.
And shaking your boots and do it anyway. And it'll be the last time you ever have to shake again.
All right.
Let me know how
you
go.
Thank you so much. God bless you. Love you so much. Okay.
All right now.
All right. Bye-bye.
The hate news is coming already. What the? Hate news, not the fake news. When I come back, your super chats and your phone calls back in a moment. Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to rebuildingtheman.com. RebuildingTheMan.com/stores and get Punchy's Coffee.
There's some serious mess going on in the world and some good cleanup, too. Trump is doing those boat strikes, preventing drugs from coming into America and punishing these people without a trial, as if they need a trial. Come on. We're drug running. It's ridiculous. And so-called same-sex marriage is at the Supreme Court again. What a mess. Don't have high hopes for that one. We'll see, though. Who knows? And Elon Musk, little update on Elon Musk. Very interesting, potential $1 trillion pay package. Exciting. And there was an ex-NFL player arrested. You heard about that current NFL player, no longer current. He died. Died by suicide, they call it. So evil. Well, Antonio Brown, former NFL star, arrested for an attempted murder charge. Of course, innocent unless proven guilty, right? But that's what police confirmed on Thursday. Arrested. They think they have something on him. Wild. This is the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Get It Off Your Chest Friday, also known as Express Yourself Friday, the 7th of November, AD 2025. And there is one line open. You can call in right now, even during fake news, not fake news, to get on hold, to get on air with JLP in the third and final hour of today's show. All right? And then after the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, thehakereport.com, and then American Anchor. No, not American Anchor, baby, just right after Hake. It's the fallen state right after Hake with that Catholic father guy. It should be a really fun interview. And then American Anchor, baby. So cool. And then, of course, Church with J.S. Lee Peterson on Sunday, a couple of days from now. RebuildingTheMan.com/church. Make sure you're subscribed to Bond Rebuilding the Man YouTube channel. All right? It's Rebuilding the Man is the at handle. And Bond is the username. Cool, huh? Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports the U.S. military carried out another strike on alleged drug smugglers in the Caribbean on Thursday, or Caribbean if you prefer, killing three people, per Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth. The vessel was trafficking narcotics, this is a quote, in the Caribbean or Caribbean and was struck in international waters, Hegseth stated in a statement. The military has killed 70 people, 70, on 17 boat strikes since the start of September, and we're in the beginning of November now. September, October, November, about 2 months. I can't do math. I can, of course, actually. Part of what President Trump describes as his war on drugs. Very nice, huh? The Trump administration, or maybe it's kind of tough action anyway. Trump administration has defended the strikes to Congress, arguing the U.S. is now engaged in an armed conflict against drug cartels. Some so-called lawmakers, as well as so-called human rights groups, better known as globalist communists, have criticized the operations, saying the alleged traffickers should be prosecuted instead of being targeted with lethal strikes. I think normally they get caught and grabbed by another boat and they get charged with a court date or something. It's ridiculous. So-called same-sex marriage, the Supreme Court will meet behind closed doors today to consider a long-shot bid to overturn the decade-old, imagine 10 years they've been forcing it down, forcing everybody to pretend along with them, huh? Pretend on your own, right? Anyway, so-called same-sex marriage precedent, they call it, an appeal that is churning fear among some LGBTQ advocates. Even though those so-called justices themselves have repeatedly signaled little appetite for reopening the so-called landmark destructive decision, pending appeal comes from Kim Davis. Hey, remember her? I remember her. She is the real Rosa Parks, Kim Davis. Rosa Parks is fake. She was the fake Rosa Parks. Kim Davis is the real one. Anyway, former county clerk from Kentucky refused to issue same-sex marriage licenses, so-called, after the so-called Supreme Court's blockbuster 2015 decision, Obergefell versus Hodges, forced everybody to pretend that so-called same-sex marriages were a real thing. What a mess. So I'm James Hake, now back to JLP. Hour three.
Thank you.
have to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what's been wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning again. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. My biblical question. The biblical question. Do you believe that you, as an individual, can live a life without judging yourself or others again? Do you believe that you can live your life as an individual without judging yourself or others again? It's such an amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're running around doing whatever it is you're doing, you can podcast the show, but you can still listen. It's made possible. He made it possible for the sun to shine. He made it possible that through him you'll have a peace of mind. I got love and I've got joy, but most of all, I got the Holy Ghost. I thank God. He made it possible. You can call on your phone, 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate to have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App is Friday again, and every Friday is Get It Off Your Chest Friday. Open Line Friday. It doesn't matter what you look like, what you're doing, what you're doing. It's what you're doing when you look like you're doing what you're doing. Express yourself Friday.
Tom like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached, because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
New York will remain a city of immigrants, a city built by immigrants, powered by immigrants.
Now, what about us?
What about us?
God, there is just something so electric, so satisfying about knowing that my MAGA parents, wherever they are probably having a horrible night tonight.
It's just evil. Just plain evil.
Oh! I literally just got goosebumps thinking about
it. When the day starts with Dick Cheney being dead, it ends with Mamdani winning. Oh, yes. Oh.
We're done hiding. We're done. This is the correct religion. Layla
Halallah.
What now?
Well, Howard, what next, I wonder?
What the? Let me just say, I have a battle. It's a spiritual battle. Really. And it doesn't matter. You know, we played a soundbite of a, according to the story, a Dallas Cowboy defense in Mashon Neeland. And according to the report, he killed himself. He shot himself, I believe, with a gunshot wound. He died. He had all the fame, all the money, all the glory. And still, that didn't bring peace. He was still in misery, according to the story. And I want you to know, it doesn't matter what you have or don't have. It doesn't matter how popular you are or not. It doesn't matter where you live or don't live. It doesn't matter your color. It doesn't matter male or female. It doesn't matter how you talk about yourself or other people. It doesn't matter you attack other people. It doesn't matter that you speak the name of God or Jesus, his son. It doesn't matter how you read the Bible or the Quran or the whatever book. It doesn't matter. If you don't forgive, if you don't admit your evil for judging, for being angry, resentful, you would never have peace. You, the individual, will always be in conflict. You, the individual, will always be mentally and emotionally insane. You would never have peace. I don't care if the whole crowd live with you and live around you. You could be around a crowd 24 hours a day, and you will still be miserable. You will still be unhappy. And it doesn't matter how much you blame someone else about your feelings, your mentality, and they can give to you and try to satisfy you. You will still be miserable. You will be unhappy. You will be insane. You will be tormented by thoughts which are evil, which are not your own. It doesn't matter. You could be a preacher. You could be the pope. You could be the deacon, the reverend, the sister in the church, the mama of the church. You will still be miserable. You can attack other people, but all you get are false thrills. At night, you will still cry. Nothing is going to change your misery until you admit you're wrong and forgive. You got to forgive your mother and your father. And you shall be forgiven. And if you stay with it, stay present, he, the Spirit of Truth, will give you a clear mind. It will clear your clear mind. All angry people are mentally ill. All angry. The cause for mental illness is anger. It's resentment. Because you're living in the darkness of thoughts. All thoughts are all lies all the time. And you blame somebody else. You won't even admit you're driven by evil. You say it's you. Oh, it's me. I feel lonely. I feel angry. I feel jealousy. I feel strife. I feel this. I feel that. As long as there is an I, you will always be miserable. When I disappear, freedom will come. I is the author of misery, darkness. You got to forgive. You got to let go. You got to forgive. Starting with mama first. No matter what color you are, or you live, it has nothing to do with that at all. It's the spirit. Amazing, huh? They said this guy killed himself. Fame and money didn't do it. Sex ain't gonna do it. Getting married ain't gonna do it. Having children ain't gonna do it. Being the richest person in the world, Elon Musk, ain't gonna do it. You must forgive. You are suffering because you're unwilling to admit you're wrong for being angry and forgive. There's this, according to this report, there's this guy by the name of Roy Wood Jr., and he appeared on a podcast, and he discussed using Zillow to strike the white family. I mean, not strike, but stalk. He used Zillow to stalk. He black and slow. He used Zillow to stalk a white family who, according to this report, bought his ancestor as slaves in southern Georgia. Watch this from X.
Found the white family that purchased the first black wood of my bloodline off the slave ships in Charleston.
Yep, that's what we came off of.
If I wanted to today, I could find the white wood descendants in southern Georgia and pull up on their house. One day I will.
Yeah.
What a sad way to live, huh? How sad is that? He's wasting his life, his time, because he's in hell. He's in misery. He's in misery. Wood Jr. went on to call the white family broke. Watch this.
They ain't got no money, though. I Zillowed they crib. They broke. Like, that's the thing we don't talk about with slavery, man, is that there's a lot of white people fumbled. Like, yo.
They fumbled the bag.
Yeah, you had working for you, you still couldn't come up. How you broke and you had slaves?
Yeah, that was valuable. That was gold.
They fumbled, bro.
Amazing, huh? They hate you, and then they laugh. And while they're laughing outwardly, inwardly, they're crying. They can't live by themselves. They can't live with themselves. If you can't live with yourself, how will you ever be able to live by yourself? And then they cry at night. They think somebody else has something to do with their misery. They don't see that it's evil. Paul even mentioned it in the Bible. In the Word. They read the Word, yet they miss this. Paul said, you know what? I've done all I can do, paraphrasing. I've done all I can do to fix myself. I can't do it. I can't do it. I tried to do right. I can't even do right. I tried to do wrong. I can't even do wrong. I've come to realize it's not me. Something made a home in me. And it caused me to do what I do and prevent me from doing right, doing what I want to do, praying for my neighbor, praying for my enemy. It stopped me from doing it. So Paul did what you and everyone have to do if they want to be free. Give up. Let go. And let the spirit of truth take over. The spirit of truth will not, cannot, is not, ain't not going to take over until you give up. You can't change you. You can't change your nature. You can't change evil to good. You need the spirit of truth, but the truth is not going to come in unless you give up and invite it. Let it come in. Invite it in, and it will take over. Just like evil been taking over, running your life, your whole life, because you're angry. You're resentful. New York Post is reporting that Generation Zers have devised a new way to mentally detox from omnipresent digital distraction by undertaking challenges where they do nothing all day. I don't know what this is about. My producer told me, but I haven't seen it. Watch it from TikTok.
Ride dogging boredom for 15 minutes, day one.
It reads rules: no TV, no music, no food, no phone. And you got a timer of 15 minutes, looks like. She was able to do it a whole 15 minutes, Jesse. Terrifying music to signify the nightmare she's going through.
Amazing. You can meditate. You can observate. You can read the Bible. You can pray out loud. Lord, help me. I need help. Blah, blah, blah. But if you don't go and forgive, what are they going to do? The Buddha people meditate. The Buddha people just sit around and meditate all day long. And they are still miserable because they have not gone and forgiven. They have not admitted that they were wrong. You got to work on yourself, folks. Do what you want with all that, but that ain't going to do it either, Generation Z's. You got to forgive and then get up and live your life. Get a job, earn your living, and never blame anyone else for what you feel. Nobody is to blame except your mother and father for letting you down as a kid. They were evil and you became like what you hate. But you can't blame anyone else for what you feel as an adult. It was already in you. 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Florida and talk to Andre out of Florida. Andre, you are on the air.
I'm black.
You black. Hey, Andre.
How's it going? So, well, I was going to ask you about the judgment thing, but I have a little. Well, I did at first, but now I'm like a little irritated because I keep hearing with these women that call. It's not just the women. I'm not going to blame them. You know what I'm saying? But it's like people, like they have all their priorities mixed up. If you have children, your whole life should be focusing on those children's legacies. Even if that means, well, first of all, the person you create the child with, that should be your focus. But you notice like all these couples and people have all these goals of things they want to accomplish. I'm like, you have a child, okay? You went out, you should have did all that before you had a child. Like the Sarah girl, she's saying she want to be a lawyer. Oh, you got all these mental and emotional issues and you barely could take care of yourself and your child. You need to be putting, like you were saying, focus on making sure you're stable. It's one thing to, like, get, you know, want to increase your income.
Let me ask you this, Andre, because of time. What give you the right to What give you the right to be irritated at her or anyone? What is it about you that's so special?
Because it's God's word.
What is it about you that's so special that you could be irritated at someone
I'm not
else?
Special.
So what give you the right to be irritated?
I'm not special at all.
What give you the right to be irritated at?
Because
your phone messing up. I'm sorry. Well, I'm not sorry, but your phone. I'm not getting what you say, Andre.
What I'm saying is, I'm not special. I don't think
out.
That I'm.
Your phone went out for a minute. But because of time, what give you the right to be angry at someone else for living the life that they live, whatever it might be? What give you the right to be irritated by it?
I'm not angry.
But irritation is anger.
I'm saying is, okay, I'll accept that. But what I'm saying is, if you read the Bible, right, because you yourself
are a minister. What gives you the right to be irritated at someone else, period?
Because I want to be. I want to be irritated.
Why?
Because I'm saying that's the problem with the country is we had a mandate in the Bible.
It ain't the problem with the country. It's the problem with the person slash people. But let me...
Wait. Let me finish. Quick. Bible says you are a child, a mother, a man, or a wife shall leave and cleave to her husband, right? So after, people should focus on getting married, raising children, and raising the children in the way that they should go so that when they become adults, they'll go and get married.
You're giving out information from the Bible, but yet you still judge.
Righteous judgment.
You're not doing righteous judgment. There's no irritation in righteous judgment. You're judging.
I disagree.
Okay. Amazing. Thank you, buddy. I got to run because of time. I appreciate it. Let me go to Ronnie, a first-time caller out of Houston, Texas. Ronnie, you are on the air.
What's up, Mr. Jesse?
Hey, Ronnie.
Yeah, I wanted to ask. I just turned 28 recently, and I kind of don't know what to do with my life. I'm stuck in a dead-end job, and honestly, I wasted the last 10 years of my life, you know, with depression and drug addiction. I was wondering if you could point me in any direction, whether it's spiritually or, you know, career-wise.
Why do you call a job a dead-end job?
Well, I don't make enough money. I live with my parents.
And why don't you get a second job?
I'm trying to right now.
But I don't understand why you call it a dead-end job, though.
I just feel like I'm not... I need to elevate my whole life and be on a better path.
You're right about that. You got to forgive your mother. She has created you her image, and you think and feel like her, and that's evil.
Okay. I've been trying with that. And there's another question.
Did you forgive her?
I'm trying, but...
How are you trying to do it? Either you do it or you don't. How are you trying?
I just haven't gotten the courage to do it yet.
Why do you think you need courage to do it?
I just don't want her to get emotional. Handle emotion. It's just messy, and I don't know. I just need to find, you know, the strength to do it.
You're not going to find the strength to do it. You should do it shaking in your boots. You should do it as you are, so that you can forgive, and then in your weakness, once you forgive, you will be made to be strong by the truth.
Okay. What about forgiving yourself? Because I feel like I have a lot of anger at myself more than anyone else.
And who are you?
I'm still trying to figure that out, honestly.
So then why do you say, if you don't know who you are, why do you say you're angry at yourself?
Just for past mistakes.
But if you don't know who you are, how do you know you're angry at yourself?
It just feels directed at myself.
You feel it in your body, right?
Yes, sir.
Are you your body?
Part of me. I like to think I'm the spirit.
No. You're not your body, and you're not the feelings of anger that you're feeling. There is no one there to forgive. There's no one there for you to forgive. There is no self. That's just another false identity that you have because you have identified with evil, and you're calling evil you. And evil is telling you, oh, you need to forgive yourself. And you believe it, and all you're doing is taking on more false identities, and they want you to do that so you don't go free. Evil has made a home in you. It lives in human beings, and it doesn't want to depart from you. It wants to stay in you. Otherwise, if you forgive and you stop calling it you, it's going to have to leave you and go find a home in another body, somebody else, and it doesn't want to do that. There's no you to be angry at.
Like the ego, that's just my ego?
100%. And the ego is the nature, the personality, the mind of evil. It's not you at all.
I see. It's just, I'm new. I'm a new Christian, and the spirit realm is still new to me, and it just gets overwhelming. And
I'm trying to take your advice. Don't even know what the spirit realm is. They have no clue either.
I don't. It's just,
you got to forgive
it's good
your mother.
Evil. Yes, sir.
And then you shall be free. When you forgive, God will forgive you. You got to face your mother shaking in your boots. And if she get mad, that's on her. If she cry, that's on her. When she cries, she's lying anyway. That's on her. Let her act whatever way she want to act. She's just trying to control you. Hey, mother, I'm sorry for resenting you. You created me in your image. I'm just like you now. I live in my imagination. I'm afraid. I get lonely. I'm not happy. I'm just like you, mama. You become like your mother, and you can't help yourself. That will let you know your mother couldn't help herself. Her mother did it to her. So forgive her so God can forgive you and make you free.
I see. Thank you, Mr. Peterson.
And when you ask your father, why didn't he protect you from your mother, what did he say?
I haven't had that conversation yet.
Why not?
It's just, my whole family just likes to argue, and I try to put it off to just keep peace sometimes.
But you can't keep the peace. Don't say stay at keeping the peace.
You're right.
You got to forgive your father. He loved you. He just didn't know how to deal with your mama. He married his mother.
I see.
And your job is not the problem. Yes, you may need a job to make more money, but the job is not the problem. The problem is you won't forgive so that God can make you free and give you peace.
So do you think the spirit realm will affect my physical realm? Like, if my spirit is doing well, will it change my life for the better?
When you return to the Father by forgiving your father, your earthly father and your mother, you will have perfect peace in everything. Your life will become easy. Your burdens will be light. Your life will be simple, and it will be amazing. You will be able to work one job and have perfect peace. Because the job is not the problem. The problem is inside of you, and that you're living in hell in your thoughts and emotions. All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. And you're worshiping the devil every time you consult with thoughts.
I've been struggling to drop my thoughts. Every time I do, it works for a while, but then it just kind of gets overwhelming. I'll drop my emotions.
Because you go back into thoughts. That's why. You don't stay present. You go back into the imagination. That's where hell is.
Yes, sir.
But you got to face your mother, and you can't wait to be strong to face her. You got to do it in your weakness.
Yes, sir.
And then you need to move out of there, man.
Yes, sir.
You should not be living with mama. You're living with the enemy.
Yes, sir. Got to get out of here.
Yeah. Let me know how it goes. And do the silent prayer and practice being present.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Let me know how it goes.
Have a good one.
All right, buddy. I got to take a quick break. The treasure chest is now open on DLive and stress off on Pules.net. Back in a moment. You can't run from evil within yourself or outside of self. You got to deal with it. And you need good in order to deal with evil. And God is good. You need to return to the Father. And you'll see within you, he will fight the battle for you. And he will fight it without. because he will show you how to deal with it, and you will have no fear. Love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your might, along with nothing else. Nothing else means yourself, your children, your wife, your things, your ego, your reputation, and all that. You can't care about any of that. The children of anger will use it to control you. But if you love God, he will renew your mind, and none of those things will be before him. And so when they go after you, oh, well, you may take my body, you may take my things, but you're not going to take my soul. And that's a true reality. Anchor Baby is jamming today. What the? Last night, men's form. Oh, Lord. George was not there. It was an amazing meeting. It really was. Guys came from all over. Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. Give up. Let go. And let the light fight your battle for you. And he will. He really, really will. But you got to let go. And let go means just be aware of what's going on inside of you. Stay present. Watch that. Go about your day. And no matter how great the pain is, you stay present and do nothing about it. And the light will destroy the darkness. It really will. But you don't trust the light. Nobody trusts God. It's hard to find anyone that trusts God. Anyway, the Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. TheHakeReport.com from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And Hake has a guest. No, he's going to. Oh, yeah, guest today. He's going to have Krishan the Don of the Misfit Nation. On today, and it's always good when he has his guest, so you don't want to miss it. Krishan the Don, you don't want to miss it at 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And then a brand new episode of the FallenState.tv today, every Friday at 11 a.m. right after the Hake Report. I had an amazing conversation with Father Stephen Gadberry, a Catholic priest and a veteran. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
What's important to you?
Being free from sin and vices and just doing stupid stuff. And I still do dumb stuff, brother, every single day. But I believe lies, you know, but yeah. You're from the devil. Yeah. He's the deceiver.
So why don't you stop believing him then?
He's a sneaky dude.
Is the man over the woman or the woman over the man?
Maybe I need to read my Bible again on that part.
What's wrong with the blacks?
Not a damn thing. I got some cool black friends.
I didn't know priests curse. That's the first time I ever heard a priest curse. But I do remember the Pope being ticked. The Pope was ticked. I do remember that. I know Pope get angry, but I didn't know they curse. It was fun, though. You can support the Fallen State by becoming a member right there on the YouTube channel or call or locals.com, jesseleepeterson.locals.com. I do appreciate it. So that is at 11 a.m. Pacific time, the Fallen State. And then, oh, Lord, you know how they call Donald Trump the king? They even have king rallies worshiping the king. They call him amazing. What manner of man is this? The wind and the sea obeys him. Some people call him daddy. I call him the great white hope. Well, the Anchor Baby coming up with the same energy. Energy of 3 hours of sleep at best. Energy all over the place. The American Anchor Baby. Right after the Fallen State today, around 12:15, somewhere in there, he'll let you know. You don't want to miss it. The American Anchor Baby. And then Sunday Morning Fellowship. At 11 a.m., come on down. All are invited. All. Doors open at 10:30. Pacific time, meetings start at 11. And then 2 p.m. Eastern time. You can be a part no matter where you are in this world. Go to rebuildingaman.com/church. All right? And thank you all for your support. Like these videos and all that good stuff. I do appreciate it. Let me do Super Chat. Catch up with some of the Super Chats here.
Super Chat.
Super Chats.
Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. No more thoughts. Satan invited me to visit for Father's Day. We have it this Sunday. I'll go and try to be present while I'm there. Wish me luck.
Right on. I wish you well. Amazing.
Tabriga gave a sticker with an exercising pair with dumbbells and headband saying, keep it up.
Right on. And thank you for helping us to help others. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Tabriga.
Yeah.
Spirit Wolf, 1337. I might be in the asylum if it weren't for this show. Thanks, Jesse and team.
Come out of the asylum inside your imagination by forgiving and staying present. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. Amazing. Thank you.
Anthony, as a woman, hear me roar. I'm heading out the door.
When women say, as a woman, I'm like, what the? And then the black woman say, as a black woman. Like, oh, that was a big deal. What the? But thank you.
Why Bore City, Fred says, hello, Jason crew, and prayers for the degenerates in the Rumble chat.
Amazing. Pray for your enemy. They know not what they do, and they do it for thrills. And then they cry at night. Amazing. Thank you.
Five coffees from Eric. If you want a healthy family, why are you having sex out of wedlock? Yeah, I know, right? No, that was a question.
Thank you. Amazing.
Five more from Eric. The ego wears a crown of thoughts because he finds himself too important. King
That's for
emoji.
Sure. Yeah. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Eric. Yeah. Pastor Chatelet on Rumble. Pray for those who persecute and spitefully use us.
You are absolutely right. But what you don't know, not you pastors, because I don't know what you know or not know, but when you pray for others, it does amazing things for you. Because praying for others is perfect love, and what you do come back on you. What the? Thank you very much.
Thank you. Stop the caps, is Jesse Lee Peterson. You can't help no one, woman. You can't even help yourself. 2 minutes later, help us help others. Few laughing faces emojis. The hypocrisy, says Stop the Cap.
Amazing. Thank you, Stop the Cap.
And Heat, Jesse, you always say help us help others. How do you square that with your platform position that you can't help and shouldn't help anyone?
Help me donate, man. What the? Is that a man or a woman?
I don't know.
Help me. When we say help us help others, I mean give. So it take money to make things happen, right? But what the? Thank you, though. I appreciate your super chat. You're helping us to help others.
Gabriel says, Jesse, because of time, how do you pray for your enemy? Like silent prayer of forgiveness or hoop and holler, bless my mama, oh, Lord, George, Lord. Laughing face. Thanks, Mr. Hake, for reading. You do such a good job with that good hair.
You wish them well. You don't get angry at them. You don't judge them because you know it's not them. As you know, it wasn't you when you had that spirit, those spirits. So you wish them well. Don't take it personal. You pray for them. They're hurt. They're lost. They're asleep. So just wish them well. The prayer is, I wish you well. That means you're letting God's will be done for them, whatever that is, not evil. Amazing. Thank you, though. Wish them well.
Alex from Texas, Jesse, I forgave my mother a year ago when I first heard your message. Happy to admit I don't have a relationship with my mother now. I'm free, he says.
Nice. Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it.
Nick LaBoy on Rumble. I've been saying this for years. Women shouldn't be able to vote or be in government. Women who voted for women voted for evil this election. New Jersey, 82% of women voted for the liberal evil woman in New Jersey or whatever that thing was. New York, 83% for Mem Dani. Virginia, 78% for that blonde Democrat gal. Lord have mercy. Happy Friday, Jesse and crew.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Amazing.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
Harmony Harms, Donald the Truth Trump. Love you, Bond. Amazing.
Amazing. The Great White Hope. Amazing. Thank you.
Nevin Vasek, no message.
Thank you.
The Thought Watcher, Jesse, the If poem.
Yes.
And the song from Pete in Alaska is so deep, I don't know what to do with it.
That's right. It's amazing.
Very
what?
Nice.
Da.
And Heat with another. Give, and it shall be given unto you. If you give to others, you will be given a full amount in return. Packed down, shaken together, spilling over in your lap. The way you treat others is the way you will be treated.
That's for sure. What you do to others, you're really doing it to yourself. You're burning as you're trying to burn someone else. It's amazing. Thank you.
That's from Luke 6, as is this from N. Heat. Again, we're instructed, love your enemies, be good to them, lend without expecting to be paid back. You'll get a great reward and be true children of God in heaven. He's good even to people who are unthankful and cruel. Have pity, just as your Father has pity on you.
Thank you. Amazing. I got to stop there.
We'll read the rest later, guys.
Amazing.
Thank you.
Thank you. Let me go to Canada and talk to Ali out of Canada.
Hello, how are you?
Hey, Ali.
Hey, how are you, sir?
All is well.
That's good. I have a quick question.
Yeah.
So sometimes when I run into situation and I try to practically think about how to resolve that situation, I still get that anxious feeling, even though, like, I know those imaginary thoughts are just the devil messing with me. But when, even like when I'm trying to practically think, like the steps forward, like what I should do in that situation, I still get that, like, anxious feeling. So I was just calling to see, like, how to deal with that.
Stop thinking about situations. Just do what's in front of you. The thinking is the problem.
Even practical thinking, and that's in that way.
You know, what do you mean by practical thinking? Give me an example of what you mean.
Okay, so for an example, let's say I have a vehicle, it's stored somewhere, and it's at this point being abandoned, right? And the landlord wants me to move it. So even that thinking of how, like, okay, thinking about, okay, I should call this person because this person knows he's in the car business, so let's call him, and then let me take this car, put it on a classified website.
Oh, I know what you're doing.
Let's call
you're
dealer.
Thinking, you're going into thoughts, and in your thought, you're worried that what you need to do is not going to work. Why don't you just give them a call and see what happens? That's all. Keep it simple.
Okay.
You're thinking... Okay. Because when the guy told you got to move your car, right away you went into stress, and now you try to figure out who you're going to call, how you'll get it done, rather than stand present and then making the calls to see what happens.
Okay. So in situations like this, just relax. You're saying relax and just see what happens.
Absolutely. In all things, all situations.
Okay. Hey, Jesse, I have another question.
Okay.
Sometimes when I run into people and I can tell they're envious of a situation that I'm in or something, after leaving them, I get also anxious. Like, I get a bad energy and, like, the whole day's ruined.
You're somebody judging them. Stop judging them.
Okay.
When you see an evil person, just know... If you're overcoming evil, you understand how evil operates. So when you see evil people, don't judge them. They are asleep and they can't help it.
Okay. And what about even not judging them, just being around them, I get that anxious feeling. Like, I'm like, you know? just a weird feeling that I get.
Don't judge.
I know it's in the body and it's...
Yeah, don't judge. Just be aware. And if you want to leave, leave. But don't judge. Don't have an opinion about it.
Understood. And just what about dreams?
I got to go, man. What the?
All right. Thank you so much, man. I appreciate your time.
All right, buddy. What the? 888-775-3773. Troy out of Minnesota. Troy, you're on the air.
The Great Black Hope.
Amazing.
Yeah, I just wanted to say before my question that I wasn't surprised that the left won in those places. That's kind of, I mean, and they
right,
were never Trumpers.
Those states were predominantly Democrats anyway.
Yeah, but the GOP is freaking out. It's like, well, there were never Trumpers running, and they were heavily left-wing states, like, boo-hoo. But my question, Jesse, was I wanted to know what you think about women wearing, like, fake hair, fake eyeliner, fake eyelashes, fake fingernails. What do you think about that when you see that?
Nothing. What do you think about that?
Well, I just, growing up, I didn't see it as much as a kid. Maybe I wasn't as aware, but I just feel like in the last 10 years, especially the fake fingernails kind of exploded. And I was in medical school a little while ago, and I learned that they're actually full of like germs and pathogens. And they don't even let women in the medical field wear fake nails. That's how they look down upon them there. But
how, because of time, what do you think about it when you see it?
I prefer women... if they were just natural, but it's
why?
Not my
what choice. Does it have to do with you, with how they dress and how they look? That's on them.
No, that's what I was going to say. It's their choice, but
right.
I just feel like it'd be better for them to just embrace who they are.
But in their mind, that's what they're doing.
Fair enough.
Yeah, they think it's them. Thank you, Troy.
Yeah.
I appreciate it, man. But yeah, let me... In this, you gotta, and you will if you stay working on you. You're gonna see these things happening, but you know you will have understanding about it. You won't judge them because you will know they're asleep and they can't see what they're doing.
Oh, so you think it's a sign of it, like not being asleep? That's why they do it.
They are asleep. They're blind.
Yeah. All right. Well, God bless you, Jesse, and God bless the Great White Hope.
Thank you, man. Amazing. Amazing. Let me go quickly to Chase out of Dallas. Let's see here. Chase, you're on the air.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, Chase.
Hey, I don't remember if you remember talking to me, but you did a clip of post that I wrote or that I spoke about my wife, and I drank because my wife died.
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember that.
Never ask a black man if he remembers. What the?
Ah, amazing.
She died about 10 years ago, I'm told.
Yeah, 9 years ago.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Nice.
So I did. I took your advice. I spoke to both my parents, and both of them scoffed me off and blocked me.
Nice.
They blocked me on their cell phones. So
right on.
Where do I go from there? Like I try to do what you said. Like,
but then just forgive them, realize they can't help themselves, and just like you can help yourself, and then you continue to work on you. Stay with the silent prayer and watch. Just live your life and wish them well. Don't judge them. Wish them well and move on with your life. You don't need them.
I agree. I don't need them. I sent my son off to the Navy on Monday, so
right on.
That's kind of hard on me, but
what's hard on you?
Sending my son off to the Navy, like dropping him off.
Why?
Because I love him to death.
If you love him, like, you let him go. He's a grown man now.
I know. I know, and that's what people told me. I don't let the bird go. But I have two sons. But that's all I have.
But love doesn't mean you hold on to anything. Love means you let it go easily because you're You have perfect peace whether you have it or don't have it.
I agree with that.
Are you doing silent prayer every morning, every night?
I'm trying to. I've been going to your website and
trying to do it.
Yeah.
Okay, well, stay with that and wish your son well when you go off. Wish him well and don't be all emotional about it, all right, in front of him like that.
All right. Can you wish him well for me? Can you say congratulations, Adrian Labuda?
Where is he?
He's in the Navy.
Is he on the phone?
No, he's not on the phone. I just want to show him this video.
What's his name?
I showed him the last video, and he couldn't stop laughing.
What's his first name?
Adrian.
Don't say his phone number, and don't say his last name.
Oh, Adrian.
Okay, Adrian, right?
Yeah.
Congratulations, Adrian, and I wish you well. Your daddy wish you well, and forgive your dad for being a beta when he cry.
Amazing. That's funny. That's great. Thank you for that.
I wish your parents well and you move on with your life. You don't need them anymore either.
I appreciate it. I appreciate it.
All right, buddy. Take care.
All right, man. I love you, man.
All right. I love you back.
Later.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Super
chat.
Wojciech. I was going to pronounce it Wojciech. Love you, Jesse, from Poland.
Heard around the world by everybody and their mama. Thank you.
That's on the X live stream.
Amazing. Thank you.
Kayla, BQA.
Kayla, do you believe that you, as an individual, can live a life without judging yourself or anyone, any other, again?
Yes, because it's not me doing it, and nothing is impossible.
Amazing. Thank you. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
And Heat says in Jesse's voice, just know when you're drinking Punchy's coffee, good, you are helping someone. And then he follows up. Is helping only beneficial when it applies to Bond, JLP Talk, or the Fallen State?
Punchy coffee is good. And so thank you for helping others by donating so we can help others do what we're doing here. Thank you.
Very nice.
Yeah.
And shout out to the top contributors on the D-Live crew. Games for Rec, Wolf336, Kid Combo 1, Cactus Eater Bear, and the rest of the supporters. Thanks, y'all.
Thank you. Amazing.
As well as the Bond, Fallen State, and J.C. Lee Peterson YouTube channel monthly supporters, we appreciate it. Thank
Absolutely
you for helping us to help others.
That's right. Thank you. Amazing.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that is all for now.
Amazing. Every dime you spend on Punchy's Coffee, good, you are helping us to help others. Amazing. Thank you. You have a guest at 9.
That's right.
And tell us about it real fast.
Krishan, the Don of the Misfit Nation, is returning. And this is the first appearance of him since, I think, before Charlie Kirk got assassinated and Mam Dani got elected and all kinds of mess going on in the world.
So you guys got a lot of things to talk about today.
Indeed we have. And we'll take your calls.
The Hake Report at 11 a.m. Let me go to Christine out of Oregon. Christine, you are on the air.
Hey, I am a little confused, and I was hoping you can explain when you say that, like, it mentions in the Bible love a lot, and then you're like, do you love black people? Do you love white people? But then if you're talking about the relationship stuff, you're like, oh, he don't love you. You don't love him. It's not real.
Right.
So what? How does that make sense? And like, I know I feel love when I care about somebody else, and I feel that love for them.
But love is not a feeling. The feeling you feel is hate, and you call it love.
Well, how come it's not love? If the Bible talks about love and loving one another, and
right, but love is not hate. When you get rid of hatred, you're going to have love, because love is not a word. Love is a state of being.
Oh, like an action.
Love is a state of being. It's not even an action. It's a state of being. It's not a word. It's not an action. It's a state of being. So when you drop your anger, Christine, and you stay present, then love is going to take over, and you're going to love others in the way that you're being loved by love. And it's not a feeling.
Oh, it's so confusing.
I know, but work on yourself so you can see it. It's a state. It's a state of being. It's not even worry. Everybody say, I love you, I love you, I love you. Then they stab you in the back. They say, I love you, I love you. Then they cuss you out. They say, I love you, then I love you. Then they want something. Love is not a word. Love is a state of being, all right?
Okay.
People hang on the phone. They, mama call you on the phone all day long. I love you, I love you. And then she hates you. What the?
Right. But if I love my boyfriend.
You don't love your boyfriend. You hate your boyfriend.
Well, at the moment, I don't hate anybody.
Because the moment he doesn't do it the way you want to or say what you want to say, you hate him.
Yeah, that's true.
So you do hate. You don't have love. You only have hate.
I try not to hate, and I try to love.
Don't stop trying to love and stop trying to hate, and then you have love.
Okay.
Thank you, I'll keep working on it.
Yeah,
stay with it.
And there's no trying in it.
It's just being.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Bye.
Super chat.
Super chats.
Shout out all the supporters. Thank you for helping us to help others.
Donate
to Bond. RebuildingTheMan.com/donate.
Amazing. Thank you all so much. Get on the straight and narrow. Practice staying in the present with the truth. When you go into thought, you're going in with the lie, with evil, and it will destroy you. It'll make you destroy yourself, to be honest. I am out of time to the caller, Jay out of California, Rick out of Hampton, Virginia. The call just dropped and a call coming in. I'm out of time. The hate got a guest, Krishan the Don. You don't want to miss it. And then the American Anchor Baby right after the fallenstate.tv. I'll see you on Sunday morning. Doors open at 10:30. RebuildingTheMan.com/church. And go to RebuildingTheMan.com/prayer. Silent prayer. Bye.
The views, information, thoughts and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
You can't run from evil within yourself or outside of self. You got to deal with it, and you need good in order to deal with evil. And God is good. You need to return to the Father, and you'll see within you, he will fight the battle for you. And he will fight it without, because he will show you how to deal with it. And you will have no fear. Love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your might, along with nothing else. Nothing else means yourself, your children, your wife, your things, your ego, your reputation and all that. You can't care about any of that. The children of anger will use it to control you. But if you love God, he will renew your mind, and none of those things will be before him. And so when they go after you, oh, well, you may take my body, you may take my things, but you're not going to take my soul. And that's a true reality.